8 minutes to nine on breakfast, and James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Good morning, Fran, to the Slipper Ashby affair. And there have been developments this morning, which means the hard copy of the newspapers don't really have the latest. Online they do. And what's been happening? Well, Tony Abbott says Mal Brough will not be disendorsed as the LNP candidate in Peter Slipper's Queensland seat. This week, the federal court threw out James Ashby's sexual harassment claim against Peter Slipper, the judge finding it was an abusive process because it was politically motivated and Mal Brough was involved. This is opposition leader Tony Abbott's response this morning.
Mal Brough was perfectly properly endorsed by the Liberal National Party. He's been quite transparent and upfront about his involvement. And as I said, the matter is now subject to appeal.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard said a short time ago that Tony Abbott is using weasel words.
Mr. Brough, when he was first asked about this matter, lied about it and then was forced to come clean as a result of media inquiries. Mr. Brough has been anything but transparent in this matter. Mr. Abbott needs to require Mr. Brough to come here to Parliament House and to stand in front of the Federal Parliamentary Press Gallery and answer every question put to him, and then he should still disendorse Mr. Brough. Mr. Brough has been the subject of a judgment by a federal court judge that he, with others, conspired to attack Mr. Slipper to change the balance of power in the federal parliament. Mr. Brough has been involved in using sexual harassment claims as a political tool. In standing by Mr. Brough, Mr. Abbott is standing by conduct like that.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard speaking earlier on ABC. Let's turn to the New York Times because they've got some breaking news. Susan Rice, the US ambassador to the United Nations, has withdrawn her name from consideration for Secretary of State. This is in the face of the relentless opposition from Republicans in Congress over her role in the aftermath of the deadly attack on the American mission in Benghazi, Libya. And we turn to the Times of London, which reveals details of Britain's dirty war against Northern Ireland years ago. It was laid bare yesterday as a report recounted collusion between state security and loyalist paramilitaries. Prime Minister David Cameron said the review into the murder of solicitor Pat Funakane, who it was outlined the role of MI5, the Army, and the Royal Ulster Constabulary, they all played a role in the assassination. And it makes extremely difficult reading, says the Prime Minister. The review by a QC found that state involvement at every level of the 1989 killing of the solicitor, he defended IRA suspects. The murder was done by the Ulster Defence Association. The father shot 14 times in front of his family. Australian Press, the West Australian, there's a $350 revamp for a city eyesore in Perth. It's the former Emu Brewery. And a bill shock for Melbourne readers, the Herald Sun, families will pay $1,300 more for water power and for CityLink, the transport. We have this radical proposal from ASIC in the Financial Review. Investors to pass an exam, an online test for if you want to engage in risky financial products. It's in the wake of the collapse of Banksia, Trio Capital, MF Global. The ASIC chairman, Greg Metcalfe, wants to force investors to pass an online exam before they can invest in complex or risky products. It's just a proposal at this stage, and the government would need to approve it. And Tinkler's Castle teeters, the Sydney Daily Telegraph, the taxman swoops on the Newcastle Knights and the Newcastle Jets. The billionaire is in a bit of financial trouble and all the sports clubs he owns are in trouble as a result, Fran.
Yeah, and that's a real shame. James, thanks very much. It's 4 minutes to nine on breakfast.